In 1969, when Mark Edmondson was a senior at Medford High School in Massachusetts, he was in Frank Lear's philosophy class. Edmondson and the other students sized Lear's up as the kind of teacher they could run over with no problems. They were wrong. In fact, Lear's changed Edmondson's life. Mark Edmondson told a story of that transformation in his book, Teacher, The One Who Made a Difference. We talked to him last year when the book was published. At the time, however, Edmondson was not sure what happened to his teacher after graduation. Mark Edmondson now teaches English at the University of Virginia. The book is now being published in paperback, so we decided to follow up. Mark Edmondson joins us from Charlottesville, Virginia. Hi, Mark. It's really nice to have you back.
Thanks. Good to be here.
First, just a quick recap. What was it about Lear's that made him so special to you when he was your teacher?
Well, a lot of it was the remarkable way that he hung with us. As you say, we just annoyed him no end in the beginning. But he kept on with his mild and really incessant questioning, and finally he won us over. We knew that we were onto something new the first day that he decided that we were going to do new books. He threw out our old textbook, and he came in with Camus and with Ken Kesey and with all sorts of new and wonderful things that we eventually really grappled onto.
When we talked last year, I asked you what had happened to Frank Lear's. Had you been in touch with him? What did you know then about where Frank Lear's was?
Well, I thought that he was off somewhere in New England being a lawyer, and I sent off a letter to what seemed like a viable address in Maine, and didn't hear, and didn't hear, and didn't hear, and then finally got a very kind-hearted and very welcome email from, of all places, Kyrgyzstan.
Tell us what he was doing in Kyrgyzstan.
Well, from what I can tell, he was helping provide this new republic with a code of law. He had become a lawyer, he had learned Russian, and he was doing for Kyrgyzstan what he had done for us, I suppose, bringing it further into civilization.
So the republic was in the same position as you students were in 1969?
I'm sure that we were much more retrograde and difficult material than any republic of Kyrgyzstan could have been. But
did you ever meet after? Did you get together?
Yes, we did. Lear's very kindly made it a point to come down to Charlottesville, and we got together and we talked for about 5 hours running. It seemed like about 5 minutes, and then he was off. It was great.
Did he read your book?
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
Well, you could break it into three parts, and I think the first was surprise and pleasure at how much he had meant to me and to my classmates, too. There was one thing that he felt that I got overwhelmingly right, and that was that he was a real Socratic teacher. He called it non-directive teaching. He asked questions, and he would never, ever, under any circumstances, tell you what he thought. And the result of that was that we felt we were in the presence of somebody who didn't care if we agreed with him or not, but just wanted us to think, period. Number three was a point of disagreement that I found extremely interesting. I had suggested that Lear's had a stroke of, you might call it, mild irascibility. His ironic attitude toward us had a little bit of anger in it. And most specifically, there was one guy in the class named Tommy Buller. He talked constantly in this loud voice. He never read. He said whatever was on his mind, and what was usually on his mind was that it was all a waste of time. Whenever I think of Buller, I get this image of Nikita Khrushchev of the United Nations banging the table with his shoe. And I wrote in the book that from what I could tell, Lear's had given up on Buller very early. And when I saw him 25 years later, he remembered Buller very well, remembered us all very well, and said, I never gave up on him. I never gave up on anybody.
Mark Edmondson teaches English at the University of Virginia in Charlottesville. His book, Teacher, The One Who Made a Difference, comes out in paperback in September. Thanks very much, Mark.
Thank you. It's a pleasure.